Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. The committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Chair Winkler.
Present.
Representative Agbaje.
Present.
Representative Barr.
Here.
Representative Dowd.
Present.
Representative Haley.
Present.
Representative Herr. Representative Jordan.
Present.
Representative Lilly. Representative Herr, I see you. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, present.
Representative Long. Representative Moran. Representative Nash.
Present.
Representative New Brindley.
Present.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Pulowski.
Pulowski, present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott, present.
We have a total of 15 members.
A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is approval of minutes for April 13th, 2021. Representative Agbaje, actually, yes. Representative Agbaje.
So moved.
Representative Agbaje moves approval of the minutes for April 13th, 2021. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved for April 13th, 2021. The next item on the agenda is the calendar for the day for April 16th, 2021. The chair moves pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33 that the calendar for the day for April 16th, 2021 be adopted. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, aye. Aye.
The motion prevails and the calendar for the day pursuant to rules 1.21 and 3.33 is adopted for April 16th, 2021. The next item on the agenda is waiver of joint rule 2.03. The chair moves that Senate file 304, a quam bill, pursuant to joint rule 2.03 and House Concurrent Resolution 4, have its committee deadlines waived for future action and that the bill be referred to the General Register. Discussion to that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. And Senate file 304 is referred to the General Register and has committee deadlines waived. The next item on the agenda is House file 101, and I would open the floor to a motion. Representative Dowd.
I would move that House file, what is the appropriate motion, Mr. Chair?
That the bill be passed and referred to the General Register.
Sorry, that's my motion. Thank you.
Okay, so we have before us the doubt motion, which is to pass House File 101. We have the author of House File 101 in the committee, and Representative Green, if you would care to present your bill, we will go forward from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the hearing on the bill. House File 101, if passed, would put the question of the process for retaining emergency powers before the people of Minnesota. For 13 months, Minnesotans have been under a one-man rule. The question is no longer just how long will the governor retain his power, but at what point will the legislature accept the responsibility granted them by the voters of Minnesota? I cannot recall a day since the emergency powers began that I haven't been contacted by people from across the state asking that we end these emergency powers. And while the framers of the Constitution undoubtedly had good intent providing the governor latitude to issue urgent orders during the times of emergency, complete and total abuse of Governor Wallace's power that he's exhibited is by invoking these mandates for a full calendar year, it's got to be checked. And by definition, the emergency has passed. There is none not in place today, yet the governor has given zero indication he is willing to cede the extraordinary powers anytime soon. His open-ended ability to issue mandates that have the effect of law is crippling our representative system of government, subjecting the citizens of our state to the rule of one person with no end in sight. We're at a point now, 13 months into the unilateral rule, where we are exhausting every means possible to restore some balance at the Capitol and to allow 201 legislators to participate in the decision-making process instead of just having one man make the decisions. This bill won't address the immediate need to release the dictator-like grip that Minnesotans are suffering from, but if it's passed, it could prevent these kind of things from happening into the future. And so House File 101 would put the question to the people in the 2022 general election, shall the Minnesota Constitution be amended to limit the governor's emergency declaration to 7 days prior to legislative approval? So in essence, we'd be switching things up right now. The legislature has to vote to end them. If this bill should pass and then go to the people, if the people accept this, then at that point, the legislature would have to approve those emergency powers for them to continue. And again, I thank you for the hearing. And I will stand for questions if there are any.
Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dowd.
I'd request a roll call on the vote.
Representative Dowd has requested a roll call. There will be a roll call. Other questions or statements from the committee? Seeing none, on the Dowd motion for referring the bill to the General Register, roll call being requested. The committee legislative assistant will call the roll. The chair votes no.
Representative Egbaje.
No.
Representative Barr.
Aye.
Representative Doubt.
Aye.
Representative Haley.
Aye.
Representative Herr.
No.
Representative Jordan.
No.
Representative Lilly.
No.
Representative Long.
No.
Representative Moran.
No.
Representative Nash.
Yes.
Representative New Brindley.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Yes.
Representative Pulowski.
Pulowski, no.
Representative Pryor.
No.
Representative Wolgamont.
No.
We have a total of 10 no's and 6 ayes.
The motion does not prevail. The bill is not referred on from this committee. Members, there is no further business before us today, and so the Rules Committee is adjourned.